record of 14-5 on the year. Mount City is 6-15. They played all the way back on November 28th, and it was Rockport win 64-58. So a pretty close game. We'll see what transpires in this one tonight. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, it's also an educational experience for the students involved, because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, to do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship, you'll be teaching a positive lesson and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Right now, we'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back and look at the starting lineup for our girls' game tonight on Sunny 101.3.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Here at Rockport, our presenting sponsor tonight, Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts and service, also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. Let's check the lineups tonight. First of all, the visitors from Mound City for Coach Ryan Osborne. His starting 5'9", Eva Barnes, a 5'5", senior. 5'5", sophomore, Amber Salas. 5'6", senior, Katie Kreider. 5'9", freshman, Maggie Osborne, and 5'8", sophomore, Miranda Rigger. Eva Barnes, Amber Salas, Katie Kreider, Maggie Osborne, and Miranda Rigger, you're starting five tonight for the Lady Panthers. For the Blue Jays, Rockport High Coast, Austin Allitz is starting five tonight. Shaney Vogler is a 5'6", senior. Ella Meyercourt is a 5'7", sophomore. Dylan Kemmerlin is a 5'7", senior. Avery Meyercourt is a 5'9", junior. And Addie Mayfield is a 5'5", junior. Shaney Vogler, Ella Meyercourt, Dylan Kemmerlin, Avery Meyercourt, and Addie Mayfield, you're starting five tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. We'll take one more 60-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Ritter, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
And there we have our national anthem by one of the students here at Rockport. Doing a nice job. And we are about ready to get things underway here. They're going to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here tonight. If you are familiar with Rockport High School, you know here a few years ago, I lose track of time. A few years ago, they built a brand new gymnasium and put an addition on. Well, lo and behold, unfortunately, at some point this winter, in the last few weeks, all that cold weather, a pipe burst, and it got water all over that new gym floor, we call it the new gym. And it is buckled maybe 3 feet high off of the surface, about 3 feet up from being flat. I mean, it just buckled. It looks like a brick. I don't know what it looks like. But they can't play in there. And in fact, go in tomorrow and start working on tearing it out and putting in a new floor. So we are playing in the old gymnasium here at Rockport. So we're sitting on the stage here on, I believe, the east side, looking to the west. And that's where all the bleachers are on that side over there. It's a nice old gymnasium that they just don't generally use, at least for varsity competition. Probably some junior varsity, but not varsity competition for the most part anymore. But we will tonight, and it will be just fine. Two teams are huddled up with their coaches out near the free throw line on their ends, and we are about set to get going here. Referees head out to their spots. Mound City will go right to left as we look at it here in half number one tonight. Rockport home wearing the white. Mound City on the road wearing the purple. Stepping in, Avery Meyercord for the Rockport Blue Jays. She'll jump it up against Miranda Lambert of Mound City. And the tip is going to belong to Rockport. They'll come to the front. And a jumper on the way up, no good off the glass or off the board, then off the glass, put up there by Addie Mayfeld. No good, and we've got the ball out of bounds belonging to Mound City. So the Blue Jays can't connect on their first possession. Here comes the Panthers to the front. Take the ball to the inside now to Maggie Osborne. Freshman kicks it back out. A three-pointer on the way from the left corner down there. That shot put up by Katie Pryor, and Rockport with the rebound. Going the other way now quickly. Avery Meyercord should drive in, shoot it, missed it. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by Miranda Rigger of Mound City. Inbound from the baseline, triggering in all the way out top between the circles. That goes to Kimmerling. Underneath and a layup under there. Nice entry pass. Ella Meyercord gets the first 2 points of the ball game. Rockport takes the early 2-point lead. Will come the other way now. Panther basketball. At the high post is Rigger. She'll get the ball in the circle. Dumps it down low on the right side. And a jumper short, but a whistle and a foul is Maggie Osborne. The 5'9 freshman puts it up. And she'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Foul will go on Ella Meyercord. First foul of the ball game. So Maggie Osborne at the line. Ready. Sets. It's up. It's good. And she'll get another one here. 2-1 game now. Rockport The early advantage, still less than a minute gone by here in the first quarter. Second on the way for the freshman is up, rattles and bangs, and it falls in the hole, and we've got a 2-2 ball game. 2-2 here early on, and here come the Blue Jays to the front court. Off the right side, Dylan Kimmerly back out to the top. Swing it around to the left side to Cheney Vogler. Back out to the top and bring it around again to Dylan Kimmerly. They play catch with it out top against the Mound City man-to-man defense here. Kimmerling has it down on the right side block to Vogler, shoots it too strong. Rebound picked off by Claire Miller. Miller will get the ball up to Katie Kreider. Kreider's going to work it up the floor on the right side to Ava Barnes. Barnes, senior for the Panthers. Her pass tipped away, stolen away. And running it out the other way, Rockport, they can't control the basketball, and it will belong to the Panthers at the defensive end of the floor here under the Rockport basket. 2-2 ball game, and it will be Osborne up the floor to Rigger. Midcourt, hands off to Barnes. Barnes will hold it, pass inside Rigger, spins around to the right side, pass out, tipped away, out of bounds. Panther ball on the baseline. Maggie Osborne will trigger for the Panthers. Lined up across the baseline, side to side. Bring in Rigger. Free throw line back to Osborne. Shoots and scores. Always going to guard that inbounder. Mount City has their first lead of the ball game, 4-2. Quickly the other way we go, and a bullet pass across the lane, and it's shot up, no good by Mayfield. Rebound picked up by Rigger. Gets it out of there to Barnes. Barnes up the floor, looks on the left side. With the ball now is Amber Salas. Try to get it down to Rigger, and it's tipped away by the Blue Jays. Tatum Vogler, a 5'6 freshman, checks in here now for Rockport. Mound City, Barnes will inbound to the baseline. Rigger bounces off, gets the ball away. Three ball up and good for Katie Kreider. And all of a sudden, Mound City goes from a 2-point deficit to a 5-point lead, up now 7-2. The other way we go, Rockport gets away to Kimmerly. Thought about a three, now she'll reload and take it off the back iron. The ball is going to skid out of bounds on the bounce on the far sideline. And it will belong to the Panthers with 5:09 to go here in quarter number one. Osborne will bring the ball up for Mound City. Work on the left side of the floor, hands off there to Barnes. Picks up her dribble. Rigger in the key, gets the ball inside Osborne. Fall away jumper, short, no good. Rebound picked off by Addie Mayfeld of Rockport. Cross to Hemlin on the left side. Back down low to Meyercourt, turning the paint up and good off the glass for Avery Meyercourt. 7-4, Mound City by 3. Panthers bringing it up the floor. Osborne through the circle at midcourt, off the right side to Barnes. Barnes will hold to the left side, now to Kreider. Kreider back to Barnes, left side, excuse me, back to Osborne. And now Kreider has it, right side. Beyond the 3-point line, over to Barnes, hook pass down low on the block. That'll be Rigger back out to Barnes, shot away, in and out, no good. That'd been a long two, I believe. Offensive or defensive rebound picked up here by Dylan Kimmerly. Kimmerly passes the ball, it goes up the floor, it's too high for everybody, out of bounds it goes. Panther ball, two subs into the game, here comes Thur Spiegel, a junior, 5'8", and also into the game again. Who came in there? Avery Meyercourt? No. Well, I lost the number 34. That's Spiegel. Okay, she's in. Had her. All right, Mound City basketball looking. Rigger, top of the key. Against the man-to-man defense. Goes around a defender down the middle, up over the front, off the glass for two. Rigger with her first buck of the ball game. 3:40 to play now. In the first quarter, off the right side. Avery Meyercourt up off the glass. No. Follow shot is up, no good by Ella Meyercourt. And the ball out of bounds and will belong to Mound City as Rockport can't control the ball on the rebound that time. So up the floor we come with the basketball is Mound City. Take the ball to the front and now taken away by Rockport and a bounce pass ahead. And somehow they got the pass through there to Ella Meyercourt. Shoots it, hits the top of the backboard, comes down, and the ball is out of bounds off of the Panthers. Inbound in front of the Mound City bench, which is up on the stage. Bringing the ball in, Tatum Vogler. Cross court she goes, now to Mayfell. Mayfell, left side with it. And a pass in the drive into the paint, in and out off the glass. No good that time for Vogler, or rather, excuse me, that was Meyercourt, 15, not 14. And we'll come the other way. Rigger hands the ball off to Barnes, right side. Picks up her dribble, needs help. Lobs inside for Rigger, made a tough catch, shot, no good. Rebound is going to go off the leg of Rigger, out of bounds. And Rockport bringing it back into the game, Shani Vogler and Dylan Kemmerly now, as they continue to change players back and forth here. Front court on the right side of the basketball now, Avery Meyercourt, tried to pass down low to Vogler. Vogler back out to Meyercourt and now to Kemmerly. Kemmerly will come off now, it goes to Ella Meyercourt. She drives, she shoots, and draw the foul, no bucket. Panther foul. This one, good side about this is we're sitting on the same side of the scorer's table right next to her. Foul on Ava Barnes. First foul of the ball game on the Panthers. Shani Vogler inbound for the baseline. Gets the ball in there to Avery Meyercourt. Dribbles in. Elevates. Shot up. Shot good. And it's a 9-6 ball game. Mound City by 3. To the front court we go. Osborne with it, picked up her dribble, needs help, gets away to Barnes. Barnes tried to go underneath the Rigger, too short on the pass, stolen by Avery Meyercourt, across the lane with the pass, and it goes to Ella Meyercourt. Meyercourt and Meyercourt, the assist and the bucket, they've got 4 apiece, and it's a 1-point lead for the Panthers. Steal by Ella Meyercourt, taking it away, drives in, can't connect. And she's going to be fouled and go to the line. That's one problem we have here in this older gym. There's not very much room between the bucket and the wall. Foul on Mound City on Maggie Osborne, her first. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. And at the line, trying for the tie is Rockport. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. So Ella Meyercourt now with 4 points. First free throw opportunity of the night. No good. Rockport brings Callie Driscoll in, a 5'9 junior now. Coach Austin Allitz playing a lot of player here in this first quarter. Free throw up, and we're tied at 9, and the free throw is good for Ella Meyercourt. Second tie this first period. 1:38 to play. Kreider to the front court of the basketball. Dribbles to the wing. Gives the ball off, and it's loose. They couldn't hang on to it. Now it's over to Rigger. She gets control of it. Gets it to Barnes, back to Rigger on the right elbow. Inside pass, stolen away by Ella Meyercourt. She's on the run, 1-on-3. She beat him back, got the shot off, and gets fouled on the block, and will head to the free throw line. Which Panther did we put the foul on? Let's see. It's going to be on 20. Amber Solis, her first. Team foul number 3 this first period. Meyercourt back line, 1-for-2. Fires, it's up, it's good. And Rockport reclaims the lead, now 10-9. Second free throw coming. Up, and good again. We've got the range now. 7 points for the sophomore, Ella Meyercourt. Like she might be the fastest player out on the floor. Mound City inside Rigger, draw the crowd, double team, gets away, fires, and we're tied again. Miranda Rigger, just a sophomore, she showed us last year, she is a capable scorer and rebounder for this Panther team. Ella Meyercourt driving, splits defenders, layup is good. Ella Meyercourt, 9 first quarter points, we got 53 seconds to go in the period. 3 ties, 2 lead changes so far off the right side. Rigger looking, holding, nobody near. Now she come off to Barnes, cross court to Salas. Salas will hold, come back to Kreider between the circles. Katie Kreider looking off the right side now. Osborne out on the right side, moving in toward the paint. Gets the ball beyond the three-point line. Had it knocked away. Barnes with it with 24 on the clock. They're going to hold for one here in a tie, maybe. Now back to Kreider, and Rigger has it well out between the circles here on the right side of the floor. Cross to Osborne with 12 on the clock. Now to Salas. Salas down to Rigger, right side, driving in, cut off. Salas with it, 4 on the clock, and her pass is deflected and stolen. Meyercord went up for the layup and lost the ball out of bounds. And after one quarter of play, it is Rockport 13, Mound City 11. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know February is American Heart Month? This is Sandy Bradley from Nemaha County Hospital's Cardiac Rehab Department. I want to remind you to take time to show your heart some love this February. Be sure to schedule a proactive checkup, choose heart-healthy foods low in saturated fat, and get moving. Any activity that gets your heart pumping is better than none. These small steps can make a big difference, and it's never too late to begin making lifestyle changes to improve your cardiac health and overall well-being. Join Nemaha County Hospital in raising awareness to keep you and your family healthy.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Sunny 101.3.
13-11, Rockport leading Mound City after one period here tonight at Rockport High School. I'm John Nixon along with you here tonight. Runner board, Tom Cates back there at the studios taking care of us. And it's Mound City basketball to start quarter number two. Rigger dribbles out top, guarded out there man-to-man by Avery Meyercord. Starts right, and the ball knocked away. She picked up her dribble. It's going to be a foul on Avery Meyercord, her first foul of the second period on Rockport. Rockport, 3-for-4 at the line in the first quarter. Mound City, 2-for-2. Bring the ball in backcourt for Katie Kreider. Kreider will hand it off to Rigger. She'll give the ball up there for Barnes. Barnes looking, holding, and a lost pass down to Rigger. Inside Osborne, back and in. The defender took a dive. That didn't work. Good try, just didn't work, and we're tied at 13. You're going to fall to the floor. There should be more contacts than that, though. Up the floor with the basketball will be Avery Meyercord. On the left side, wing. Pass underneath to Vogler. Back out. Kimberly thought about a long one, didn't. Get the ball away to Avery, to Ella Meyercord. She attacks every chance she gets. Ball knocked loose. Out of bounds. Off of the Panthers. It'll be Rockport ball. No. Mound City ball. Excuse me. I know he pointed the other way. Oh, well, into the game for Mound City is Ava Luna, a 5'8 sophomore, starting this second period. Luna brings the ball up the four stops between the circles, dribbling. And goes around a defender, passes it off there for Kreider. Left side, out top, too tall, over the head of Amber Salas. That's over and back, and it's going to be Rockport ball. Crisp, clean passes required in the game. 13 up, 6:47 to go in the first half. Rockport and Mound City girls will have the boys following this one. Front court of the basketball now will be Addie Mayfeld. Off to Ella Meyercord. Dribbles and knocked away from her. Out of bounds off of Salas. And Rockport has no idea. It's their ball. Girls, come back up here. They thought she just dribbled out of bounds, but it was knocked out of there by Mound City. So Mayfeld to inbound the ball, gets the ball into Avery Meyercord that hit the rim. It went to the backboard, and it fell in the hole. She's got 6. And now the lead back to Rockport, 15-13. Osborne up the floor with the basketball. Dribble stops. Rigger in the paint. Jumps. ball lost it. Picked up out near the right side by Luna. Now it's Osborne. Gets the ball away, and now Rigger in quick hands again. Boy, pesky defense here by Rockport. We got a held ball, and Rigger, I think, got poked in the eye. And on the alternating possession, it's going to belong to Rockport. Barnes back in the ball game now for the Mount City Panthers. Quickly up the floor to Avery Meyerkorf on the left side. Holds it, looks. Back to Kemmerling, swinging around the right side for Ella Meyerkorf. And a three-pointer up and down from the left side of the circle by Sheeny Vogler. And it's now an 18-13 lead. And the other way now. Five-point advantage. 18-13, Rockport the lead. Mount City up the floor. The ball is knocked loose out of bounds. Barnes will inbound in front of the Rockport bench here near midcourt. She'll go backcourt to Osborne. Maggie Osborne, a 5'8 freshman, 5'9 freshman. I checked my numbers again. Off the left side, Kreider. Back to Osborne on the left side. Now to Rigger on the left block. Double team. Guarded there by Meyerkorf. She'll get it away to Barnes. She elevates and a block shot, but a foul going to be called here. Avery Meyerkorf, I believe, will be the guilty party, and that's going to be her second foul of the ballgame, second one this quarter. 5:22 to play in the first half. 18-13 Rockport at the line. Ava Barnes looking for her first field goal or first point of the night. It's up. It's off the flat iron. No good. Out of the game comes Ella Meyerkorf with one foul. She's replaced in the lineup there by... I think that was Claire Spiegel again. Free throw up, free throw good. Barnes gets one out of two. I believe it's Tatum Vogler back in the ballgame. I'm sorry. Now out top, when got about a three, now Vogler with it on the left side. Pass down low, knocked away, and tipped away last by Mound City. It's Rockport ball with 5:09 to go in the first half. Oh, well, I think I chased the ball down the steps over there. But I got that. And now, right side, it's going to be off the glass from about 10 feet for Avery Meyerkorf. And she's got 8 in the ballgame. Meyerkorf and Meyerkorf combined for 17 of the 20 now for the Blue Jays. Now, see, down by 6 here with 4:45 to play in the half. Into Rigger, right block, double team, gets away. Barnes dribbles in another step. Lot of contact. Missed the shot. Offensive rebound to Osborne. And she's going to get fouled on her putback attempt. This foul will go on Dylan Kemmerling. Her first team foul number 3 of the quarter. And Maggie Osborne to the line. 6 points and 2 for 2 at the line. Now 3 for 3 at the line. Second free throw coming. Ready. Freshman fires up and good. All right, bring the ball to the front court. 20-16, a 4-point Rockport lead. 4.5 to play in quarter number 2. Skip the pass over the top to Vogler. 3-ball off the rim of the backboard. No good. Osborne rolls down the rebound and heads the other way. Now she used up her dribble. Waits. Rigger will take it to the front court now. Sophomore will dribble to the right side. Now left hand gets off Kreider. Probably walked. Got away with it. Shot off the backboard. No good on the left side. Rebound picked up by Avery Meyerkorf. Ahead now to Vogler. 3-ball in and out. No good. Rebound to again to Rigger. Rigger ahead to Kreider. Middle of the floor between the circles. 3:50 to play in the half. Barnes on the right side looking down. Salas open. They couldn't get it to her. Osborne down to Rigger. Knocked away out of bounds off of the Blue Jays. Into the game. Ella Meyerkorf and also checking in Claire Spiegel for Rockport. Inbounding, Mound City from the side. Barnes, whoa, skips it across. Can they catch up with it? No. Barnes trying to come across to Salas. The ball will be inbound from the same spot it was thrown from over there because nobody touched it. So triggering now will be Tatum Bogler. And so you're going to pick up here at midcourt with 3:42 to go in the half. Down by four. Front court we go. Left side to the ball now is Ellemeyer court. Off the right side to Mayfeld. Back to Ellemeyer court in the right wing. Going to fire a long one. It's up on the rim. No good. Avery Meyer court the rebound. Kicks it back out to Ellemeyer court for three. Short, no good. Out of bounds, the ball goes. Timeout called by Mound City. The Panthers trailing 20-16. They'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this half-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
3:17 left in the first half for girls game. Rockport with a 4-point lead, 20-16, over the Panthers of Mound City High School. Mound City took the full timeout. Coach Ryan Osborne hasn't been pleased with his team's offense here so far. Too many turnovers. Now, the Panthers have it in the backcourt. And they'll bring the ball up full length. Kreider will take the inbound pass. All right, coming up the floor on the right side now. Take the ball to that right side. Barnes pass inside is knocked away.
Come on.
All right. And waiting for the inbound from the side. Can't really see down there where they're throwing that corner. We're kind of screened off. Kreider takes the inbound, drives the hole up. No, she's getting up slowly. Banged up, limping up the floor, and coming down with a rebound. Rockport, Kimmerling up the front with the ball. Now driving in, off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul. That's going to be a foul on Amber Salas, according to her reaction to things. First foul of the quarter, Kreider. She went down. She must have banged her left knee the way it looks. Avery Meyercourt at the line for the first time. This, oh, it spun out of there somehow. We'll get another one here. Ready. Free throw up and in, rattled home. So the lead is now 5 again. Rockport with the lead. Maggie Osborne to the front. Off the right side to Barnes. Barnes will give it to Kreider. Left side back to Osborne. Rigorowicz didn't get it to her quick enough that time. And now it's back out top to Salas and over to Barnes for a triple. Buries it from the left side of the circle. Three-pointer for Ava Barnes. She's got 4 points in the ball game now, and we get a two-point game, 21-19. To the front court, ball knocked away by Salas. Pass underneath, Meyer court. Avery elevates in the lane. It's up, it's in, but a block foul before the shot. Foul on Mound City's Miranda Rigger. Her first and the second foul, her second. I say second, okay. Well, that's what the official book says, so two on Rigger. That's not good for Mound City. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. With the ball now, Ella Meyercourt driving to the baseline, stops, lost the handle on the basketball, and we're going to have another foul call here on the Panthers. This one's going to be on Ava Barnes, her second. Team foul number 3 of the quarter. And they're calling that a shooting foul. So Ella Meyercourt to the line. 9 points in the ball game, 3 of 4 at the line here. All in the first quarter. This one on the way up and good. She missed her first one. She's now made four in a row for the Blue Jays, and they're up by three, 22-19. Second free throw, ready. Meyercourt, sophomore. Ready, fires, and rattles it home. She's in double figures, 11, and the lead is four. To the front comes Maggie Osborne with a buck 50 to go in the first half. Off the right side, Salas looking back to Kreider. Osborne, left side of the circle, beyond the three-point line. Rigger back to Osborne, down the lane, right side, fires off the glass from 12 feet, up and good. That was a tough shot there. 10 points for Osborne. It's a two-point ball game, 23-21, Rockport. Kimmerman at the top, off the right side now, with the ball to Mayfeld. Mayfeld to Ellemeyer court. Back out to the top, Vogler swinging around to the left side, and now fire a hard pass underneath. Dropped, but controlled by Vogler. Back to Kimmerling, and Ellemeyer court down the lane, stripped of the basketball by Barnes. Rigger coming up with it, going to take it all the way in off the glass on the left side. It's up, it's good, and we have a 23 all ball game. First tie since 13 apiece. All right, back to the front with 50 seconds to go in the half. Rockport on the offense, bounce pass, Ellemeyer court underneath, all alone. Somebody lost somebody there. Getting the bucket will be Callie Driscoll, who checked in there. And I don't know who had her. Well, I do. Nobody had her. Another timeout by Mound City. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
39 seconds to go in the first half. It's 25-23. Rockport girls leading Mound City here at Rockport High tonight. Maggie Osborne up the floor for the Panthers with the ball in the midcourt circle. Looking for a cutter. Can't find one. Goes to Salas. Now to Rigger with 26 on the clock. Off the right side to Barnes. Barnes out in the corner near midcourt on the right side. Dribbles, used up her dribble, cross court, Rigger with it between the circles, 15 on the clock. Osborne over to Salas on the right side, 10 on the clock. Osborne with it, holds, looks, left-hand dribble, going to fire up a three, short, no good, saved in by Mound City, but it goes to Kimmerling, and she won't get a shot off, and it hit the backboard, but it wouldn't have counted anyway. After one half on our girls' game, it's the Rockport Blue Jays 25 and the Mound City Panthers 23, 25-23 at half. We'll come back and give you the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted.
Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Farmland City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Rockport at halftime, 25-23, the Blue Jay girls leading Mound City. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. It's close to home, yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for the visiting Mound City Panthers tonight. They're led by Maggie Osborne with 10 points, 6 points for Miranda Rigger, 4 for Ava Barnes, and 3 for Katie Kreider. Mound City hit 5 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Ava Barnes, 2 on Amber Salas, and 2 on Miranda Rigger in the first half for the Panthers. For Rockport in the first half, they are led by Ella Meyercourt. She scored 11 first half points, 9 of those in the first period. We have 9 for Avery Meyercourt. A three-pointer for Shaney Vogler, and a two-pointer for Callie Driscoll for their total of 25. Rockport, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line in the first half. Two fouls on Avery Meyer, of course. Nobody else with more than one for Rockport in the first half of tonight's ballgame. 25-23, our halftime score. Halftime score brought to you by Farm Bureau, brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. Close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout here from our sponsors, then we'll check with the weather forecast. Hear from more of our sponsors, then we'll be back with second-half action here in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded our convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy tonight with lows around 42. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 58. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 48.
Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-50s to the low-60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Rockford at halftime of the girls game, 25-23. The Blue Jay girls have the lead. Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respected officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. Band wheeling away on the far side, Rockport, Mound City, down by two to Rockport. We had five ties, three lead changes in the first half tonight. To be Mound City ball. If somebody takes that, there you go. Eva Barnes steps out of bounds. She'll inbound the ball to Katie Kreider in the backcourt for the Panthers. Kreider up the floor against man-to-man defense. Goes left side to Barnes. Into Oliver and kick it out. And it's Barnes with a move around a defender. Short on the shot. Hit the backcourt. Hit the rim. Then to the backcourt. And it's Shaney Vogler with the rebound for Rockport. Kemmerling up the floor of the basketball now for the Blue Jays. Out to the top, now to Ellemeyer court. Right side gives it away there to Addie Mayfeld. Now to Kemmerling driving down the right side. Oh, she pushed off with the elbow. Knocked the Panther to the floor, no whistle. Long two-pointer up for Ellemeyer court. No good. Rebound to the Panthers. Throw it ahead to Osborne. Through traffic. Fires it up in the lane. It's up. It's good. And we are tied again. That's a dozen now for Maggie Osborne, the freshman. 25 all, a minute gone by here in quarter number three. Out top, Mayfeld with a batter. That's Vogler. Now Avery Meyercourt drives in, shoots, missed it. Rebound brought down. Mound City had it. It was grabbed up there by Salas. She had it knocked away out of bounds by the Rockport Blue Jays. And now it's Panther basketball. Off to the right side of the front court, the ball goes out to Ava Barnes. Back to the far side to Kreider. High post, free throw line, Rigger dribbles down one, leaves it back, and a two-pointer up, no good by Amber Salas, who may have taken a little bit of a walk there. course, you got the shot away. Missed it, 25 all, and now here we go front. Kimmerling with the basketball for Rockport. Pass to the right side, and a jumper too long for Ellemeyer Court. Rigger with another rebound for Mound City. Outlet ahead. Osborne went to pass it, had it knocked away. Ball loose, she picks it up, and now get the ball away to Barnes. Mound City will retain the possession. Rigger, right side in the corner, pass into Rigger. Double team, but we got a foul away after the pass. Foul will go on Avery Meyercourt, her third. First foul of the third quarter on the Blue Jays. Barnes to Trigger. Rigger at the free throw line to Osborne. She'll dribble up the free throw line to elevate the shot. I think they got a piece of that one. Nope, apparently not. Just short, out of bounds. Out of bounds. It'll be Rockport ball with 5:53 to go here. Coming up the floor of the basketball now will be the Rockport Blue Jays off to Meyercourt. Right side leaves it back there for Vogler. Left side drive, right hand, left side up and good for Eddie Mayfell. And now we'll go the other way. With the ball, Mound C down by two. 27-25 and a pass to Barnes. Over to Kreider. Kreider for three in the lead. Off the mark, no good. Rebound picked up by Avery Meyercourt on the deck. Away, Mayfeld up the floor. Gets it ahead to Meyercourt and a layup underneath. Whistle and a foul. The shot's no good. We'll put Cheney Vogler at the line to shoot a pair here. Panther foul will go on Amber Salas. That's her second. Well, that's what happened earlier. I gave one to her. That should have went on Rigger. Okay. Free throw up, no good by Mayfeld. She'll have one more. Out of the game with three fouls goes Avery Meyercourt, replaced lineup now by Tatum Vogler, a 5'6 freshman. Free throw ready, up and in, out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Rigger looked like she had it. They got two defenders coming at her. They got the ball swiped away and knocked loose. Now out to the top, Ellemeyer Court down in the left corner with the basketball and a long three. Catches the rim, no good. Panthers can't get the rebound and a pass underneath to Avery Meyercourt. Ellemeyer Court, who kept it alive. And she's got the bucket. The lead is now four for Rockport. 29-25. Osborne down to Rigger. Left block, back to Osborne. Just outside the paint. Gives the ball around, and now Kreider in the paint. She'll fire it up. Short off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Cheney Vogler. Vogler gives the ball up to Mayfeld. Pass underneath, back out to the top. Around the horn we go with the pass to the right side now. Way out on the right side, it'll be Mayfeld. Brings the ball in a lob across the floor. Now back around to the right side, and it will be Tatum Vogler with it. To the top, Ellemeyer Court again. And here's a three-pointer that's put up off the mark. No good by Addie Mayfeld. Panther, about three of them, tipped the rebound around before they finally controlled it. Now Osborne to the front, halfway through quarter number three. Barnes with it. Back to Kreider, and she tried to go back to Barnes, who was looking the floor the other way, and the ball was going out of bounds. The Mount City could not control it. So 3:48 to go. More subs in here. Claire Spiegel in for Rockport now. To the front court come the Rockport Blue Jays. The four-point lead of the ball. Off to Ellemeyer Court. Back out top, Vogler. Vogler with it, and now back it goes around to Meyer Court again. And it's Spiegel. They play catch around the perimeter from side to side. Top of the key, Meyercourt off the right side, looks for a cutter now. And it's Avery Meyercourt back in the ballgame. Now to Ella down the lane, left side with the right hand. It's up, it's good. She's got 15 of the 31, and the lead is 6, matching the biggest lead of the game for Rockport. To the front corner on the right side, Barnes to Rigger. Rigger in the paint, up, too strong, off the glass, rebound Ella Meyercourt. Ahead to Avery. taken away by Rigger. 2-on-3. Kreider going all the way in. Stop. Cough. Whistle. And a foul. Should put her at the free throw line to shoot two here. Official comes our way. Foul on Addie Mayfeld. Her first of the ball game. And at the line is Kreider. Sets, and it won't go. Mount Sue is 5-for-6 in the first half of the line. This is her first opportunity here in the third quarter. Second one coming. Panther down by 6. Free throw up and off the back, no good. Rebound kept alive by Osborne, but finally controlled by Avery Meyercourt, the Rockport. Get the ball away now to Mayfeld. Quickly up the floor with a long pass to Kemmerlin. Back it goes, swinging around right side of the floor to Tatum Vogler. Inside Kemmerlin on the right block. Dribbles out, skips it over across the floor now to Vogler. Three-pointer up for Chaney Vogler, no good. Long rebound to the weak side to Tatum Vogler. Pass underneath, and Kemmerlin lays it up and in. And now the lead is 8. That's our biggest lead of the ball game. Rockport with the advantage. 2:08 to play in the third. With it, Barnes on the left side. Mount City. Generally, Lasher spent a lot of time getting the ball inside to Rigger. She's a force inside, and they can't get the ball there. Here's a shot. Rigger, rebound on the offensive end. Up and down to foul. That's where she's so good. I've got her for 5 rebounds. That's her 4-2. And she'll be at the line to try to complete a 3-point play. It'll be 33-27. We got a timeout call. The foul on Erie Meyercourt will be her 4th foul. Bucket is good with shoot 1. We come back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Rockport with a lead. Miranda Rigger trying to cut it down by another point here with her free throw. Made the basket on the offensive rebound, puts it up and got it. So a 3-point play. 33-28, a minute 49 to go in the third. Rockport leading Mound City in this 275 conference ball game. Over on the near left side to the left corner, Kemmerlin. Mound City zoned up here, it looks like. Yes, they are 2-1-2. Long three ball in and out, no good. Rigger the rebound off the miss by Bocchini Vogler. Up the front with it with a minute 25 to go. It will be Osborne keeping the dribble. Looks in. Now Rigger in the paint, right side, double team. Back to Osborne in the paint, up and short on the shot. Can't get it to go. Rigger kept it alive, got it back. Bounced it out of there to Osborne. They strip the ball from her. She gets it back on the floor. Gives it to Rigger in the paint. Up off the glass. Won't go. Mound City just could not buy a bucket that time. Had 3 pretty good looks at it. Couldn't get her to go. Down by 5. Rockport up the floor with it. Chaney Vogler on the right side with the basketball. Now to Dylan Kemmerlin. Back out top and now left side for Ella Meyercourt. Back to the top. Kemmerlin. Gives the ball away and a 3-pointer, short, no good. Rebound, Rigger blocks the shot, put up underneath by Tatum Vogler. And here comes Mount City. Coach Ryan Osborne says, get one shot. Down by 5. Or if you get a layup, you might take that too. Kreider with it off the left side to Barnes. To Rigger. Rigger will hold, looks, 14 on the clock. They look for Osborne, can't get her the ball. 9 on the clock. Standing there. Salas gets the ball to Rigger. 4 on the clock. She'll start to drive. Throw to the corner to Kreider. Up and off the flat iron. No good. after three. It's Rockport 33, Mound City 28. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We are back at Rockport, and it's 33-28. Rockport with the lead, Mound City basketball. Mound City's taking three of their timeouts. I believe they have two left. Down the corner to Kimmerly, back out to the top. Rockport with the ball to start, quarter number four, and a five-point lead. Take a little air out of it, maybe, against the zone of Mound City. We'll see. Kimmerly drives in, passes it back out to the top. Now they'll throw to the far side of the board to Shaney Vogler. Skip it over the top, and now it's Mayfeld driving in, wheels back out with the dribble. Down in the corner. Tatum Vogler, and her pass the middle goes to Kimmerly, and we got a reach-in push foul on the Panthers. Let's see who we got here on Ava Barnes, her third, according to my calculations here. First of the quarter, that's the first of the second half on Mound City, but they go by quarters now, so that's the first. Into the post and back out, swinging around. They're going to let the player out of the ball with the Rockport Blue Jay girls right now. Hey, we get a five-point lead. Nobody else scores the rest of the game. We win. Left side, they play catch with a Shaney Vogler. Into the post and right back out. And a long three on the way. No good. Rebound by Osborne off of the miss by Mayfell. Osborne with it. Going in, ball tipped away, out of bounds, off the hand of Ella Meyercourt. So inbounding right here in front of us, we'll see Ava Barnes, a 5'5" senior. Backcourt to Kreider. Kreider made a three-pointer in the first quarter, has not scored since. High post, double post for the Panthers. Salas with it to Rigger. Trying to go over the top to Osborne, who's behind two defenders, but that's two defenders between her and the ball, or between her and the passer, a tough pass. 6:20 to go in the middle. Ball tip, controlled again by Rockport with the ball. Mayfell into the paint. The ball goes, and Kimmerly down the lane. Whistle and a foul. We'll put her at the line. Second Panther foul of the quarter. This one's going to go on Miranda Rigger. Is that right? Yes, her third. Team foul number two of the quarter at the line. Kimmerly for the first time in the ball game. It's up. It's good. She'll get another one here. Once again, Kimmerly at the line. 3 points, looking for four. It's up and it's good. There are good-looking free throws there, and all of a sudden the lead is 7. 35-28 of the 6:08 mark of the game. Kreider with the ball, nearly lost it now. Dribbles around the corner, throws it back to Rigger. Rigger down the right side, isolated on the right side, back and in. Back to Barnes, and now it's right side Kreider. Three-pointer up and good to the right wing for Katie Kreider, her second long ball of the night. It's a four-point game, 35-31. Left side, Kimmerly. Three-point buckets add up in a hurry. Right side of the floor, Shaney Vogler. holding it, looking cross court. Stepping out was Salas trying to get a steal, couldn't come up with it. Three ball, the other end, in, out, no good by Vogler. Rebound, Rigger directs the ball over to Osborne. Kreider for three again, and it banks from the left wing. Kreider with back-to-back triples, and we've got a one-point ball game at the 5:08 mark. Back-to-back threes by Kreider for Mound City. Left side. Kimmerling with it. They have tried to let air out of it, and they've only scored 2 points in a little over 3 minutes of Rockport here. Kimmerling cross court with it. Vogler, that's Shaney Vogler. Down low, swinging around on the bench with four fouls as Avery Meyer scores. She's going to have to come back soon here. And drive down and give the ball back out to the top. Swinging around, Tatum Vogler with it. Passes off and gives it to Shaney Vogler. Right side to Ella Meyercourt. Looks from the wing. Skips it over the top of the defense and a long three. In and out, no good by Addie Mayfield. And Rigger with the rebound. Give it to Osborne in the backcourt. The freshman will bring it up the floor. Standing in the midcourt circle, picked up her dribble. Off to Barnes. Kreider gets some extra attention. Rigger dribbling down the right side. Takes the ball. Osborne back into Rigger underneath. Double team and push from behind. Foul on Rockport will be their first of the quarter. This one will go on Dylan Kimmerling, her second foul of the ball game. First of the quarter. Out comes Tatum Vogler. Back in is Avery Meyercourt with 9 points. Hasn't scored here in the second half. Into the free throw line. It goes to Rigger. Kreider takes the pass. Free pointer. No. Rebound grab by Avery Meyercourt. Kreider made two in a row before that one. To the front we go at the 3:49 mark. Rockport basketball. The Blue Jay girls play catch with it out top. Left side, Kimmerling. Skip it over the top. Now in a three-pointer. Up and down from the right side. A long ball. Shaney Vogler has 6. And it's a 4-point game, 38-34. Come the other way. Mound City with it. Osborne, the freshman, dribbles. Am I trying to double team her? No, she gets over to Salas on the left side. Looking. Doesn't want to dribble, now does. Gets the ball away. And now inside Kreider on the left block. Kearns on the rim. It won't go. And another rebound brought down by Avery Meyercourt. Meyercourt with 3 minutes to go gets the ball away, and up the floor comes Addie Mayfield. Over to the right side of the floor to Shaney Vogler. Boy, they throw a lot of cross-court passes over the top of the defense. And a foul, a push foul from behind on Mound City. That may be all right, though. Kreider, I think, is going to be the guilty party here for Mound City. It is. That is Key's first. That makes it 3-team fouls, so 2 more before they start shooting free throws here. Pass underneath, Mayfeller, that will be underneath to Meyercourt. That is Ella Meyercourt from Avery Meyercourt. The lead is now 6 again. The Mound City had worked hard to get it down to 1, and now it's down to 6, or up to 6. Rigger back out top, and a long 2-pointer up, no good by the Panthers, shot by Amber Salas. And now Mound City is going to put on a pressing defense here. 2:27 left, down by 6. Bounce pass into the backcourt to Mayfield. Throw it over the top. Avery Meyercourt. Down it goes. Now pass to Kimmerling. Out on the right side to Vogler. Bounce pass back to Avery Meyercourt. And a timeout called by Rockport. 30-second break call by the Blue Jays. They'll lead it by 6, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
40-30 34, Rockport Girls leading Mound City with 2:15 to go in this game tonight here at Rockport High School. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Rockport. Backcourt on the inbound, Addie Mayfell. Little token pressure by Mound City. Now the dribble used up out top by Vogler. Shook it away to Avery Meyercourt, and now back in the middle. Over to Kimmerling, right side. Skips it back over the near side, now to Mayfell. 1:51 to play. Now she's going to have to go foul her eventually. Minute 47, the clock winding down here. And now we've got a push foul away from the ball on the Panthers. Foul will go on Amber Salas. That's her third foul, team foul number four of the quarter. Inbounding will be Shaney Vogler. She'll take it back court again to Addie Mayfell. Coming up the floor. Off the right side, it goes to Vogler. Back out top, Kimmerling swinging around. Left side, Avery Meyercourt looking. Looking and back in the midcourt circle with a minute 30 to go. Kimmerling has the basketball and a quick foul by Maggie Osborne. Freshman picks up her second, and now it's two free throws here for Rockport. I'm not sure what I saw earlier if the person on a foul is Dylan Kimmerling. She shot two really good-looking free throws. They weren't done. They just swished home. She gets set. She fires and rattles it off. No good. I guess I shouldn't have bragged her up so much. 40-34. Missed the first one. One more to come here. Kimmerling, 4 points in the ball game and got that one. 41-34, the lead is 7. Mound City calls a timeout. We will be back after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
1 minute, 26 seconds left in this girls' game between Mound City and Rockport. A 7-point advantage for the Rockport Blue Jays now. 41-34. It was 25-23 at halftime. We were tied at 25 all, and since then, Rockport's had the better of it. Panther basketball, they need to come the full length of the floor here. Katie Kreider with three triples in the ball game, one for Ava Barnes for Mound City. Rigger kind of walking the ball up the floor. Now she moves a little quicker. Kreider with it off the right side to Osborne. Osborne will move with the dribble. He'll give it to Kreider, too tall, and it's taken away by Rockport. Driving up the floor and throwing it off the backboard, Shaney Vogler. And Rockport saved it inbound and somehow managed to get a hold of that basketball. Get down, throw up a prayer, and got fouled. The foul on Ava Barnes is her fourth. That was unfortunate. Mount City looks like they had him going helter-skelter and ended up with a foul and will put Shaney Vogler at the line to shoot two. Off the mark, no good with 63 seconds left. Lead is 7. Free throw for Vogler. Ready again. Up and got that one. They made 4 out of 6 here in the fourth quarter. And now Rigger up the floor on the right side. Nearly lost off her leg. Kreider for 3. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Ella Meyercourt, who has 15 points. Lead all scorers in the ballgame. She'll give the ball away to Addie Mayfell. Off the right side to Ella Meyercourt again. Oh, big push of the forearm. No whistle. That should have been an offensive foul. Back out top with the basketball. And a foul by Osborne, but just 34 seconds left in the ballgame. Osborne's third foul. And that will put at the line Dylan Kimmerling to shoot two more free throws. So it looks like Rockford's going to snap that two-game losing streak after they'd won 14 in a row. This one up and good. That makes the lead 9 with 34 seconds to go. Second free throw coming. Up, down, good. And Coach Ryan Oliver takes his last time out with 34 seconds to go. Coaching for a future game here with this one. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
34 seconds to go in this one. Our presenting sponsor is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, for parts, sales, and service, also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. Bringing in to the freshman, Maggie Osborne, up the floor she comes. Works to the right side. Skips it over to Kreider for 3, and won't go. Hit the rim, one straight up, came down, and out of bounds off of Ella Meyer court. 20 seconds to go. Barnes will trigger from the baseline. Barnes looks, brings into Rigger. Back to Barnes, fake, drives, shoots, misses, rebound, brought down by Shaney Vogler. Coach Ryan Osborne says no more fouls, girls. 10 seconds to go. Rockport will cross the midcourt stripe. And we just dribble it out here. Your final score is going to be Rockport 44, Mound City 34. We'll come back and wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. See Jake or Tosh, Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. Scoring in the girls' game for Mound City tonight. A dozen for freshman Maggie Osborne. 9 each for Katie and Miranda Rigger. 4 for Eva Barnes. Mound City 6-9 at the free throw line. For Rockport, they're led by Ella Meyerncourt. She has 17 in the ball game. Avery Meyer-Court had 9-7 each for Dylan Kemmerling and Shaney Vogler, and 2 apiece for Callie Driscoll and Addie Mayfield. They hit 12 out of 18 at the free throw line. Clock is running here between the girls and the boys game. Mound City and Rockport coming up next. They just put 10 minutes up on the clock. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back here in just a few minutes with the second half for a doubleheader on Sunny 101.3.